Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thank you so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, I've found that in this life, we have great challenges, don't we? I mean, this is not an easy place to live, and it's not an easy way to live. I can only imagine as thousands gathered on the side of a mountain to hear Jesus break out his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. The scripture says he's speaking to the multitudes, and he went up onto a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth, and he taught them. Now, the question is, who is he teaching here? And the answer is us. He's still teaching us. That is the beauty of the grace of Christ and the truth found in his word. He says in verse 3 that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. And then in verse 7, one that I think we need a heavy dose of in America today, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Now, social relationships are the focus of these Beatitudes, how we engage with one another. Being merciful embraces both forgiveness for those who are guilty and compassion for those folks that are suffering. And often we find ourselves in the same day being that both of those. We have this ability to need great forgiveness for our guilt and our shame and compassion for our suffering. And we're also around people who need forgiveness for their guilt and their shame, and they need compassion from us, for they are suffering. They shall receive mercy. It doesn't indicate that God's mercy toward us is contingent upon us showing mercy to others, but mercy can't be merited. I mean, you can't just say, well, mercy is something that I've earned. When Jesus talks about what it is in the next passage in verse 8, he says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The pure in heart, referring to those who are morally unstained, clean, and free from duplicity or filth in their relationship with others. And I look at this, and I think we were having dinner with friends a couple of months ago, and a friend of mine was defining a relationship we had, that he had, with a fella that I admire greatly. And he said, he is a man that lives with no secrets. I found that to be so wonderful, because I am in desperate need of having a spirit that is poor, that I know there are times I need to mourn. I know that I need to be more meek. I long to hunger and thirst after righteousness. But when I get to verse 7 and 8, it just captures me that blessed are the merciful, because they will obtain mercy. And it's not merited. God is going to show us mercy, but I think what he's trying to drive home for us is that when we are merciful, we will attract merciful people. When we convey mercy, we'll receive mercy. And then he says, when you have a purity in your heart, you're going to see God. This purity in our heart is something that we can't fake, that we can't just conjure up. This purity in our heart starts this morning or wherever time you're listening to this, and it allows us to stop for a moment and say, God, I long to receive your mercy so that I can be a conduit to pour it out. Would you clean up my heart and purify it that I can do as you described, and I can love others as you have loved me, that I can be merciful to others as you have been merciful to me, that I can extend grace as you have extended grace to me. So today, my friend, let this be your prayer, that God, would you indeed go before me today and let me love others as you love me? Would you search every part of my heart and point out any wicked way so that I might lead by being a good follower? And I might follow you and your model for everything and every way in my life. Allow me to extend mercy and grace and be pure in my heart this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.